All right, we're back once again. Economic development, it is so important to our area, and I think that there's a lot of projects going on that we're not aware of. I'm here with Melissa Hamilton of the University of Idaho Extension. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Now, Melissa's involved in a program called ASAP, Area Sector Analysis Process. Melissa, can you give me an overview of this program?
My pleasure. I applied for this program in the fall from the Western Rural Development Center based out of Utah, and the West Central Mountains was selected to participate. We launched this program in the spring, and the steering committee, along with the University of Idaho Extension Office, will be working on this process for the next 5 months.
Now, in terms of process, it sounds like it's kind of a study, that for the most part, you're gathering information, quantitative information about our regional economy.
Well, it sounds really technical, and the best way I like to explain it is that if you think of, it's a matchmaking process. And so if you think of match.com, essentially there's two people that create a profile about their likes and their interests and their background, and if they're compatible and they find each other desirable, then they're a good match for each other. And so this process is the same, except it sets up a community profile, and it matches it with national industry profiles. And if the community... if their profile is both compatible and desirable with the national industry sector, then that would be information that we would be able to find in this process.
Got it. So it's kind of an ongoing process. It sounds like part of the process is to look at potential, or I should say for potential industries to look at our area as a place they might locate, but there's local elements to this as well in terms of local entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. The primary focus of the ASAP program is not necessarily for business or recruitment from outside the area, but it's to really have targeted and focused entrepreneurial effort to be able to essentially grow from within. And so if an industry essentially is identified that has the local infrastructure that it needs, and there's a person here that says, you know what, that's something I can do, then through entrepreneurial training, they can work towards that initiative, and we can also grow the local task force or the skill base of that area. So through McCall College efforts and other educational entities in the area, we can start to grow from within.
Got it. So I guess how would we measure success then? In other words, the program is developing information, quantitative information about our local economy and our local quality of life. Is there a measure of success for the program?
And so there's always a measure of success. And sometimes that measure of success is on a short-term basis, and then other times it's for a long-term goal. And so some of the short-term success would be the adoption of the ASAP program by the Valley County Economic Development Council and the new staff person that they're hiring in to really take this quantitative approach to economic development, this focused economic development, and to be able to run with it. Another short-term measure of success would be some of the local cities, as well as the county, taking this plan and incorporating it into their comprehensive planning documents, and that would give it some teeth in the area, or not necessarily teeth, but it would give it.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
So, it would endorse the process.
Well, and as well, this program is new to Idaho or new to our area. I understand there's been success in areas or states like Utah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of endorsement in the state of Utah for this program with state funding that supports counties that want to take on this initiative. And the area sector analysis process is the first county to unfold this process. And so another measure of success would be essentially us being the leaders and other people adopting this program throughout the state.
Got it. So because I did some reading, I know that there are communities that have done things like move more to solar, for instance, done more with solar energy.
There was a community down in the southwest of the U.S. that identified that as being one of the primary industries that would be a good industry for their area. And so then they've been able to focus their efforts towards producing solar energy. Some of the long-term measures of success would be essentially seeing the targeted industries through the ASAP program come into fruition.
Got it. Now, one of the things with the U of I Extension, I know that there's a steering committee. You mentioned the steering committee. How do people get involved? In other words, I want to get involved in this thing. I want to help with the process and the program. How do I find you? How do I find the program? Where do I go?
So there's two ways to get involved. One way is to join the steering committee. We are in the middle of this process, and so if you'd like to join, I encourage all community members that are interested to join. However, contact me and I can fill you in on what we've done thus far and what we're going to be doing and share some information with you. So the office contact information is 382-7190, but I can also be reached by email, and that's MB as in boy, Hamilton, HAMILTON, at uIdaho.edu. And if you are not able to join the steering committee, then I encourage you to participate in the Quality of Life Survey, and that helps us set up our community profile. Having a diverse stakeholder audience participate in this survey is going to give us a representative voice for the region. And so if you're part of a chess club or a Bible study or ATV group or water skiing group or whatever it is that you do in this community, and you have a group of folks that you'd like to make sure are heard, then feel free to reach out to the Extension office, and we'd be happy to provide you that quality of life survey, and we would appreciate the support from the community to help create that really solid community profile.
That's great, Melissa. So once again, this is U of I Extension office. It's down in Cascade. So economic development, the ASAP program, get a hold of Melissa and the group there at the U of I Extension and help with the process. Thanks again, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
All right.